Stops the machine. Stop the machine.
Afghanistan is not a country now. It's a killing ground, man. 37 countries come to control that country, but they cannot control these people. The Union cannot control these people. How can I? You have to send me back to that country. And I lost my family in that country. How can I go to that country back? I was refugee in Pakistan. I was refugee in Iran. I was refugee in Dubai. I was refugee in Turkey. I was refugee in Bulgaria. I was refugee in European country in Greece. And I'm a refugee in France. But let me live, man. I don't want anything from you. I don't want anything from you. I don't want anything from you. I don't need a help. But let me to live, 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 to live.
Tsunami. They're broke because we have a system called fractional reserve banking, which means that banks can lend money that they don't actually have. It's a criminal scandal and it's been going on for too long. And most of the problem starts in politics and central banks, which are part of the same political system. We have counterfeiting, sometimes called quantitative easing, but counterfeiting by any other name. The artificial printing of money, which if any ordinary person did, they'd go to prison for a very long time. And yet governments and central banks do it all the time. Central banks repress the amount of interest that rates are, so we don't have the real cost of money, and yet we blame the real retail banks for manipulating LIBOR. The sheer effrontery of this is quite astonishing. It's central banks that manipulate interest rates, Commissioner. And plus, underneath all this, we talk loosely, in a rather cavalier fashion, do we not, about deposit guarantees. So when banks go broke through their own incompetence and chicanery, the taxpayer picks up the tab. It's theft from the taxpayer.
Men and women and children, and be because what is happening now? Not alone is it apartheid. Not alone is it atrocity and a war crime. It's just horrific. It's just horrific what they're doing. Where is the soul? Where is the soul of the Israeli people that allows their government to do this to children? Where is their humanity? The Israeli people, the Jewish people, after everything the Jewish people have suffered down over the decades, that they would allow their government to do this to other human beings. Human beings. But in the eyes of Netanyahu and this far-right Israeli government, Palestinians are human beings. But today here, we recognize Palestine. We recognize that they are human beings, just like every one of us. Shame on Israel. Shame on what they've done. And will never be forgotten. It's unbelievable. The genocide that's happening. A child with no hate. A child with no hate. And the Israeli government say it's a mistake. A mistake. I hope that Benjamin Netanyahu burns in hell.
What's up, dude?